Hey guys, how are you? Welcome to Elevation with Makumalo. My name is Lorraine Makumalo Sibanda, and of course, I'm your host for Elevation with Makumalo podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I hope you guys are good. I hope you're doing great. And I also hope you're taking care of yourselves. The key, most important thing. So today's episode is about co-parenting with siblings. Like one of my favorite conversations to have. Like on any day, we can go for it and start. So as you all know, if you follow my podcast, I am a single mom and I'm raising an amazing cutie little boy. And I knew by the time I found out I was pregnant, that I was going to be, actually I knew after I found out that I was pregnant, that I was going to be a single mom. The father of my child made that very, very clear. And so from the onset, during my pregnancy, post-pregnancy, and now that my son is really growing, he's an energetic toddler. My siblings have been there every single step of the way. I initially was doing this co-parenting thing. And remember, when we say co-parenting, we don't mean like every single step of the way, like they have to be hands-on, they must hold your hand, they must change diapers with a baby. No, not necessarily. Because remember, whether you're a single mom or, you know, how you, well, really, it doesn't matter how you became a single parent. That's what I'm not referring to. But what I wanted to say was, you are in this situation now. Right. Some people are single mothers because they lost their partners and now they're raising the children on their own. Some people are single mothers because they wanted to be single mothers. They wanted to have a child, you know, and some people are single mothers because they found themselves in a situation where the relationship was over and there was nothing they could do and there's a pregnancy coming, you know, and our beliefs are different. Somebody else would have had an abortion, but somebody else would have said, hey, I love my child. I'm going to keep this child. So I don't think anybody is ever a victim when they find themselves a single parent. There are joyous moments to be found, but there are also extreme, extreme challenges. And that's why you need partners, really, and you have a village of partners. Sometimes the partner can be your mom. I'll give you a perfect example. My mom arrived when COVID was just officially declared. It was the last night that people could move around and roam around and have a bit of freedom. That was the day she arrived, and it was literally a month before my son also arrived. And we were together for 9 months, living in one house, you know. She would help remind me in the morning when it was my son's clinic appointment, and I would wake up and take a bath with him and take him to the clinic. She would help with feeding, you know, sometimes, especially the first week, it was very intense physically. My body was recovering, and she would help with the little reminders, you need to go do this, you need to take care of yourself, or she would take over the baby. And that just gave me so, so much sanity. I am super, super grateful. And then that's also a partnership that you need, right? And then number two, it was my brother, right? So my brother, the one who comes after me, is married now. And by then, my sister-in-law was already in our lives. Amazing, amazing woman. He's not the type of person that would change the baby's diapers every day. He definitely would give my son a bath here and there, not all the time. my sister-in-law, my mom, and I did that the most. But he's one to remember that, listen, this is what needs to be done. Are you okay financially? Can you do it? How can I help you? He's one to push me to do other things so I can be financially stable, to be able to take care of my son. He's one I can call and say, hey, please, can you collect Brentley from daycare? He will do that. He's the one I can say, there's a consultation at school. I'm not able to go because I'm at work. Please, can you attend and let me know what the teacher is saying? He's the kind of person to do that. And he's so super, super, super reliable. And then post-COVID, my mom then had to go back home. Obviously, she needs to resume her life at some point. And then the last born came and he started living with me. I swear, he was like a fish fresh out of water. He had never done this. You can tell. I mean, there's a touch that a woman has, whether she's had a child before or not, with a newborn. And then there's a certain touch that a man has with a newborn or a child altogether. So my brother was like a fish fresh out of water. You know, he's quickly got into the routine of things, giving my son a bath. I mean, he was lucky because he arrived at that point where my son wasn't like a newbie anymore and very fragile. You know, he was now speaking. They could talk. They could play soccer outside together. So he really has such a good and amazing bond with my brothers and also my sister-in-law, because these are the people I've been co-parenting with the most. My cousins come in and step in sometimes if I need something or if my finances are not coming right and I'm really stressed. You know, sometimes a child gets sick out of nowhere and you need help and you're freaking out. Are you going to be in hospital all night? What is happening? You can't think straight. So you need that support structure. And I just felt like I should do a podcast to talk about how sometimes there are some amazing siblings out there who walk the journey with you. They don't judge you. They don't say, okay, so now you're pregnant. What were you thinking? You know, what is the plan? What are you going to do now? You need someone to ask those questions, but I always think that it's the tone and the manner in which the questions are asked. You know, is it from a caring point of view to say, look, if you're stuck, we can help? Or is it from a judgmental point of view? Because I know not all siblings are very well receiving of single parenting, single motherhood diaries. Some are very judgmental. It also depends on the dynamics of who you are in the family. I would think the situation would be probably completely different if I was the youngest and I was the last born and everybody else was older. But in this particular case, I'm one of the older siblings and all the other brothers are younger brothers. Co-parenting for a lot of people is hard with partners because sometimes you're not talking to the partner. Sometimes the partner is full of shit and lacks accountability, is not coming to the table, and, you know, they're just being reckless and out there and enjoying their life and they're not thinking of the child. And that can cause you to be resentful. It can cause you to be bitter. Sometimes it can also cause you to be super, super stressed because you kind of feel like you're not supposed to be raising this child with your siblings. You're supposed to be raising this child with the rightful partner who helped create the child in the first place. But hey, we're here now, right? And you either have an amazing human being or amazing human beings, like maybe two or three or four. I've got a friend who's got four kids, but she's not a single mom. But I know somewhere out there, there must be a mom with three kids who is a single mom. That is a load to carry. And so we need support, you know, and part of the biggest responsibility we have as single moms is to actually raise our hands and say, hey, I'm stuck here. Hey, I need this. You know, sometimes help doesn't come in the form of money. Sometimes help doesn't come in the form of pampers. Sometimes help doesn't come in the form of food, but help comes in the form of, hey, I'm checking on you. Are you okay? Do you want to talk? How is the baby? How are you managing? How are you navigating all of this? Because sometimes you don't have all the answers. I mean, one of the things I hate the most and I do not want to hear, I actually don't appreciate hearing, is how men will always say, but you were born to do this. Women are good at this, you know. I am in my 40s, right? I turned 40 last year. Yay to the gang on the fourth floor. So all these years, right, from being a little girl to being a teenager to developing into a young woman to finally being a solid, concrete, whole adult, I have never received a manual on womanhood. I've never received a manual on how to be a great mom. However, I do have a model of what a great mom is, and that's my mother. And so you take certain things from that experience. You take from that and say, this is what I want to do differently. This is how I want to apply. It has to be very personal to me because I'm Lorraine. And Brantley is Brantley, right? I'm not going to have the same approach my mom had with me, with him, because he can receive it differently. And I might apply it differently from how my mom applied some of these things with me. And so the assumption that we always have it together, that we know what we're doing. Sometimes we have no idea what we're doing. We're winging everything. Like you're on some, okay, I'm at work. I don't have enough leave days. There's a consultation day. What do I do? Who can go? Do I call the school and say, I can't make it? Can somebody stand in for me? At the same time, I'm in a bus. I'm on my way to work. I'm trying to book meetings. I am trying to check on other things that I'm trying to do on for my personal brand. There's a lot that's going on in my head, right? But at the center of it all is a human being who relies on me, who depends on me. Therefore, I'm going to drop the ball somewhere, right? I remember I heard a young lady say the other day, ooh, I'm not ready for children. I can't even take care of myself. I'm hearing that quite a lot with a lot of young women. I think it's the 2000s. They're like, no, I'm still a baby myself. I wish I had that response when I had Brinkley to say, guys, I'm still a baby, okay? But I couldn't because by then I was 37. So I'm not a baby. But obviously in that aspect, I was a baby because I had never been a mother before. I had no idea what I was doing. But I knew that I loved my son and he was a precious gift to me. And I was willing to learn. I was willing to make right decisions. I was willing to adjust certain things. And so it's always very important to know, you know, who you can go to for help, who you can go to for support, who you can call, who's not going to judge you, who's not going to add more to the weight that you already have and not make you feel more shittier when you're going through challenges. And I just wanted to do this podcast to give a shout out to all the amazing siblings who show up for Parents' Day, who collect the kids on the weekends to allow us time to breathe. Which reminds me, I need to ask my brother and his wife when they're coming to collect my son because a girl needs time. A girl needs some time alone. But really, in all honesty, if you do catch this episode, I hope you get a chance to reach out to your siblings and let them know how grateful you are if they really have been helping you. But if you don't have siblings, because sometimes that can happen, or you're not that close to them to ask for that kind of help, it could be your friend. You know, sometimes there are women who co-parent with their best friends, who co-parent with their friends, where two or three of your friends pitch in and just really help you raise this amazing human being. Sometimes, guys, let's be honest, it's the neighbors. Ooh, we need a whole podcast for the things the neighbors go through to help us raise our kids. I'm telling you, it's a lot. But some neighbors are really godsend, and may God just bless them. But hey, if you're a single mom, just be reminded that you're not alone. You got this. It might not look like it. It definitely won't feel like it. But yes, God is there and he answers prayers. So yeah, have a great day. Don't forget to like, share, comment, and let me know what you think. And who are you co-parenting with? What has the journey been like? And how are your munchkins doing?